Waking Up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
So we're a city that loves its yoga.
Yeah.
And you can be part of a Guinness World Record right here in the Lower Mainland in Fraser Valley, coming up for International Yoga Day, June 22nd.
Oh.
So relaxing.
I can't yell over this music, you know?
You want to be part of a world record?
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Sorry, I just
now it's country.
I just countrified it.
But there is a twist, though. There is a twist on this world's blank yoga at Man Farms on June 22nd.
Okay, so it's at a farm.
Yeah.
That's okay. Already got my mind going.
Starting to sneeze already.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the world's largest goat yoga session.
Mm. So is it a really large goat?
Oh, no. You watch goats doing yoga?
It's a really large goat. It's the world's largest goat doing yoga.
Great.
Or it's just a lot of people. Okay.
It's a lot of people doing yoga with goats hanging around them.
Like, I mean, sure, there are so many ways to change up yoga because apparently people are finding it boring that we have to go and add new things to it. So beer yoga is a thing. There's a hip hop yoga class and stuff like that I've heard of. And there's hot yoga and whatever.
There's bunny yoga, horse yoga.
Do we need to bring animals into this?
No.
All right, producer Jordan, you're out. Oh, you would never do yoga. Do you know anybody who's done yoga with one of these like twists?
I know a few people that have actually gone and done this yoga.
Ugh,
oh, the goat yoga.
At Man Farms, yes.
Why?
Okay.
And I'm like, why? Why is my question? It's for the gram. You want to have that picture of you being fit fam with the goats there, all cute and cuddly, getting your workout on, just so you can post about it.
But doesn't it smell terrible?
It has to.
Here's the thing I know about goats. From taking my kid to the farm, and also from doing a radio stunt many years ago that involved goats. They poop and pee so much.
Love
and there's all these pictures of people who are, you know, holding a plank or they're doing some kind of stance. And then there's a goat on their shoulders or on their back. I'm like, that is like 2 seconds away from it just peeing all over you. And they pee a lot, by the way.
And you're like, watch out. Unless they're wearing diapers. I don't think that this is a good idea.
It's like, oh, I didn't know
this. Oh, that's actually now kind of cute.
Really? No.
Goats wearing diapers?
No.
Come on. Yeah, you know, goats wearing diapers.
Guys, I'm not on board. Like, sure, okay, I would do like a dog yoga. Makes sense. Like downward dog with your dog. Cool. But I don't know if I am all about like the, I'm the one that with the nieces when they are always like, let's go to the farm at the fair and let's go to the petting zoo area. And I was like, ugh, not it.
It's not your style, right? But, you're a city girl through and through.
You know, I don't like the smell of it. And I, you know, maybe I need to be a little more rougher, you know, around like go and try to do these things. And I'm always like, eh.
So the idea of doing any kind of deep breathing around farm animals.
I'm holding my breath the minute I walk into there. I'm about to pass out.
Wow.
So namaste at home.
Oh. Kevin and Sonia. On Kiss.